Welcome to the Pearl of Great Price podcast. Thanks for joining us today. It's the 2nd of May, and on this day in Christian history, go back to the year 1602. We travel to Germany, where Athanasius Kircher was born, the German priest and polymath, who was to be the first to recommend both quarantine and the wearing of face masks in the times of a plague. Kircher was a giant amongst 17th century scholars, and at the dawn of the Enlightenment, his knowledge was specialising into more and more distinct branches. He was possibly one of the last thinkers who could rightfully claim all knowledge as his domain. And in that light, he has been called the last Renaissance man. During his life, he published around 40 major works, most notably in the fields of comparative religion, geology, and medicine. Kircher has been compared to Leonardo da Vinci for his enormous range of interests, and has been honoured with the title Master of 100 Arts. He had been sent to teach in Rome for more than 40 years in the Roman College, as this was one of the key educational institutions for the Jesuits, the order that he belonged to, and it is now known as the Gregorian University. With such a vast legacy of his different works today, we will focus on his study of disease. The bubonic plague had struck Rome in the summer of 1656. And killed around 15,000 people in 4 months. During this period, Kircher undertook experiments to try and understand the disease, and he'd been using a microscope to investigate the blood of plague victims, although there's no evidence that he was directly involved in the medical treatment of the sick. His observations and theories were published in the Scrutinium Pestis, or to give its full title, A Physico-Medical Examination of the Contagious Pestilence Called the Plague. The Jesuit order had a long-established practice of not writing about medical topics, and for this reason, the Jesuit censors who reviewed the book originally refused to authorise it for publication. Eventually, after the opinions of a number of medical authorities had been sought, Superior General Nickel permitted its printing. Kircher was the first person to view infected blood through a microscope, and he noticed the presence of little worms, or what he called animalcules, in the blood, and concluded that disease was caused by microorganisms. This conclusion was correct, although it is likely that what he saw were in fact red or white blood cells, and not the plague agent. He also proposed hygienic measures to prevent the spread of disease, such as isolation, quarantine, burning clothes worn by the infected, and wearing face masks to prevent the inhalation of germs. This is now seen as good practice, although he also recommended the wearing of a dead toad around the neck as a prophylactic against the plague, because he maintained that toads were a scientifically proven magnet attracting the unpleasant vapours that spread the disease. Nevertheless, Kircher's ideas were taken up by Christian Lange, a Leipzig professor, who republished his book with his own preface. And a school of medical thinking grew up around Lange, and its work in Germany and elsewhere, convinced that contagion was the method of disease transmission, as Kircher had argued. In other fields, Kircher claimed to have deciphered the hieroglyphic writing of the ancient Egyptian language, but most of his assumptions and translations in this field were later found to be incorrect. He did, however, correctly establish the link between the ancient Egyptian and the Coptic languages, and some commentators regard him as a founder of Egyptology. Kircher was also fascinated with Sinology and wrote an encyclopedia of China, in which he noted the early presence there of Nestorian Christians, while also attempting to establish links with Egypt and Christianity. Kircher displayed a keen interest in technology and mechanical inventions. And inventions attributed to him include a magnetic clock, various automatons, and the first megaphone. The American journalist John Glassy in 2012 published a well-received book called A Man of Misconceptions about Kircher, and it became the New York Times Book Review Editor's Choice. In it, he said that although many of Kircher's actual ideas today seem bizarre, he was a champion of wonder, a man of awe-inspiring erudition and inventiveness, whose work was read by the smartest minds of the time. That's all from the Pearl of Great Price today. Join us tomorrow, if you can, as we look at Uriah Smith, who popularised the idea of the mark of the beast from a literalistic reading of the Book of Revelation, which has become a widespread conspiracy theory. I hope you've enjoyed listening. Please subscribe and leave a comment on the blog if you have time at www.pogp.net. And if you'd like to respond directly, then email the show on pogppod@gmail.com. Have a lovely day wherever you are. Thanks for listening.